Let us pray together. Father God, we are filled with gratitude for your love and presence. Just like the psalmist says, better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. We long to be close to you, Father, to dwell in your house and to feel your grace surrounding us. Lord, we ask for your strength and your direction today and always. Help us to walk in your ways and follow your teachings. Amen. I'll be reading from Psalm 84 this morning. It's a psalm that was written by Korah's sons, who were spared from death, and they actually received mercies from their father God. Korah, the boy's father, had led rebellions, many rebellions, against Moses during the wilderness days of Exodus. The sons eventually served in the tabernacle and then in the temples, and they felt a great longing for God and his house. They were truly happy to be alive. And it is not clear if one or several of them worked together writing Psalm 84. Theologian Charles Spurgeon said Psalm 84 was entitled to be called the Pearl of Psalms. If the 23rd Psalm is the most popular, the 103rd the most joyful, the 119 the most deeply experiential, the 51st the most plaintive or mournful, this is one of the most sweet of all the Psalms of peace. Starting at verse 1, Psalm 84, verses 1 and 2. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Where do we meet the living God? Here in our church. The writer loved the house of God. It could have been a temple, it could have been a cave, it could have been a simple tent. The psalmist writing this psalm loves the house of God. He feels right at home there. And the psalmist wants to be closer to God's people in Jerusalem. His heart was crying out for God. Does your heart cry out for God? Does your heart cry out for God to protect your family? To forgive you? To heal you? In God's house, his words are preached, and Jesus is exalted. We are truly blessed with this small fellowship of believers. We, his children, are able to grow and be blessed in his house. The psalmist cries out to the living God as he shares, he's watching the sparrows and the swallows create nests amongst the rafters and in view of the altar. To have a home, to have a nest in that sanctuary, wouldn't that be neat? That's a gift. These birds were able to see where Israel was to have communion with God. Sparrows are usually thought of as small and dirty and insignificant birds. They're fun to watch, though. And swallows are always on the move and seemingly quite restless, no matter what they're doing. When you think about God's church and the people that he welcomes the restless, the insignificant. He welcomes the small. We can find God in his house and we can cry out to him. Everyone is welcome here. Verses 3-7. Even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. And the side note is Selah. And I've shared before with you that it is a pause in the text, but it also is, it also can be used as a note to raise your voice in praise. So I'm going to read that last line a little bit louder. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools, and they go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. And so those insignificant birds had unhindered access to the worship that was going on. What a smart mom bird they were, the moms that were building the nest. When I was growing up, I grew up on a farm, and then in the tractor barn, there were always barn swallows. And barn swallows tend to make their nest out of mud and straw, and they can attach it anyway. They could attach it in the corner of there. They could attach it on the front of the cross. They could attach it anywhere. It's quite amazing to watch. The little sparrows needed a level or something like maybe on the cross up toward the top. They needed a place to set their straw. They didn't use the clay, and so if there was a storm or something would disrupt it, they'd be out collecting more to rebuild their nest. When the barn swallows had babies in their nests, we could tell, because when we were outside and got near the tractor barn, the swallows would swoop down at us. They wouldn't attack us, but they'd let us know, don't come over here, don't come over here. But there were times where we would go over and we could peek in and see their little yellow beaks just coming over the end of the nest. And we would be going, oh my gosh, how cute, look how cute. The parents would be very busy feeding them. I wonder if that's how God feels when he's looking at us. Is he going, aw, those are my children. What joy it must bring him to see his children worshiping together. Believers who put their faith in God find their strength in God. God's love would protect these pilgrims during their travel time, the travelers of this time in the world knew to rely on God. But they knew that their treasures would be in the world that was to come. Those who traveled through the valley of Baca knew that there would be arid and bone-dry areas of land, but they pushed on. They were blessed with gentle showers on their way to Zion. They wanted to worship in the house of God. They wanted to worship with others. From strength to strength, from hardship to hardship, the pilgrims would carry on. They would rely on God, and God would provide them with strength. This resonated with me this week. Nothing like the pilgrimage that they were doing, but in getting my parents up and getting them in the car and getting them to the doctors and getting the groceries done and everything I needed to do this week, I just was like, you can do it. God is with me. It really resonated with me. I felt a joy to be reading Psalm 84 over and over again this week. God provides strength. Pastor David Guzik reflects upon this passage by writing, "The love and longing for the house of God will bring each one to his destination, appearing before God in Zion. The pilgrims would find grace and peace in the house of the Lord as they worshiped together." Verses 8 through 10. "Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is the one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than dwell in the tents of the wicked." The praise goes on for God and his faithfulness from his people. His greatness is exalted in his house. We are to humbly serve in God's house, time in God's house is far better and more valuable than any other great place apart from God. Even being at the beach. Being here is better. He is the source of all blessings. God is what we need. He brings brightness to our days. He is a shield. He is our protector. And he is our provider. Because of his love for each of us, we are able to stand in his grace and carry on. Paul writes in Romans 5:1, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Through him also we have access by his faith into this grace in which we stand. Jesus gives his grace freely to those who ask for it. And through his grace comes glory. Verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk in blameless. God is the light of the world. This is the only place in the Bible where God explicitly is called the sun, S-U-N. The only place where he is called the sun, S-U-N. It is because he shines on us, and he is the one that brings brightness to our days. There's nothing better than having his love shine on you and recognizing it as his love. There's nothing better than being in the presence of God. And verse 12. Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Time spent in God's house is so much more valuable than time spent anywhere else. If you're on your phone too much, if you're in front of the TV too much, walk away from it and open your Bible or spend time in prayer, because there's nothing more valuable than spending time with God. Even being the doorkeeper would be better than being a rich person. Imagine opening the door for the Lord and his guests. Imagine opening the door for his followers. What an honor. The writer of the psalm has such common sense, and yet he's a very humble person. The psalmist shares, just reviewing what I've shared already. The psalmist shares as he's asking us to have the courage to face challenges and the wisdom to make good choices with his grace. Make good choices. He shares with God by our side, we can find strength even in difficult moments. Those moments will pass. He asks that we give thanks to God for being our shield and our protector. He's with us always. He shares, just as the sparrow finds a home near God's altar, we want to find our home in his heart. We want to seek refuge and comfort in his embrace. And know that his love is our strength. And continue to give him thanks for the opportunities that he provides for each of us. We must trust in God's plan. We must have faith that his goodness will shine upon us. God's light shines on our path as we continue to pray that he'll light our way today. find the joy in his presence. If you think it's going to be just a passing thought, a moment of praise for him, you know what? Write it down. Come back to it later on. Revisit it. Find joy in your journey. He has set each one of us on a journey, and we are to give thanks that God is always near and always ready to give us strength. Let his joy be our strength. I've also taken the time to research and find prayer that correlates with Psalm 84. And as I read, and as I'm going to ask Matt to come up and share some of the prayer with me, as Matt and I share the prayer together, I want you to think, how does this resonate with your circumstances? And during this time, allow his peace to fill your heart. This is going to be our concluding prayer for the day. We'll do every other verse. You want to start with number one?
Okay, so I'm opposite, you're even.
You're odd, and I'm even.
That's fine. I accept. Lord, help me to remember, believe, and feel that I need you to dwell with me.
Lord, cause my heart to long for you.
Lord, lead me to submit to you as my King and worship you as my God.
Lord, help me to sing your praise today.
Lord, help me to find my strength in you and not in myself.
Lord, walk with me in valleys and seasons of dryness.
Lord, help me to make home to heaven.
Lord, hear and answer these requests for my good and your glory in my life.
Lord, help me to see your anointed one, Jesus, as my shield and defender.
Lord, cause my longings for heaven to be greater than the joys of earth.
Lord, give me the strength and grace to walk uprightly before you.
Lord, by the power of your Spirit, cause my trust to be in you and your Son.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.